obviously had some practice with Kenny Clark, getting him up to speed when he wasn't here. Now that he's here but not practicing, can you still keep him?
Yes. I mean, Kenny's a bright kid. You know, I thought when he was not here in OTAs, as much time as he had to miss, I mean, we spent a lot of time, you know how we've already talked about that. But he's a bright kid. I think he can take what you teach him in the classroom and, you know, learning from other guys that are out there. Obviously, you'd love to have everybody out there, but that's not the case. So he's a bright, for as young as he is, he's very bright.
How was he doing before?
Second. Good. I think, you know, just like any young kid, there's a learning curve that goes on with them, but I like the progress he was making. And, his last game, I believe, was the Raider game, which he got in some good reps against an experienced center. And so that was good for him because it was, you know, that kid's been around for a while.
We've been asking this since May. You're going to have to obviously lean heavily on those two guys. Do you feel good about where they're at? Is there any worry going forward?
I don't ever worry. I sleep good at night. You know, I mean, it is. You coach them up, and you they're two. You're talking about the two young kids, right? Yeah. Okay. Two young, good, upcoming players that we got to go to work.
What kind of pass rusher do you see Brian Price as for
Northwestern? I think he's improving from the start of training camp until now. He's improving as a rusher. He was a guy that was kind of a little hopping around and stuff, but I think he's a strong, good leverage guy that can flip his hips and do the things that you look for in those type of guys. And I think he's worked hard at it. And it's one of the things that you can kind of spot early from a guy that, hey, this kid's got ability, he just doesn't know what he's doing. And he's still learning, don't get me wrong, but I think he can he's improving at it.
Between him and Ringo and Cooter, someone's got to make the team. What do you need to see on Thursday night?
Just let them play. You know, let them play. Let them see who makes the most plays. I mean, it's defense is about getting to the ball, you know, and that's what we're going to look for.
Is the inside play for Lowry still the biggest challenge for him right now?
I think he's another one that's from the first day that he got here, and of course he got here late as well. You know, I mean, that was a little bit new for him, so it's a learning experience for him every game, and the reps that he's getting inside there, you know, even this last game, we played almost exclusively nickel, so that was, I was happy about that because he got all his reps inside, so that was good to see. And he's another bright kid, and he's worked very hard at getting better at being an inside guy. And just see the improvement that he's making there.
You got gave Pinnall a number of snaps. Did you just want to keep him fresh or keep him?
Mike Pinnall is going to be an important part for us. So we're going to keep him going and keep his reps up. You know, obviously, he's not going to be here for the first four games, but still he's going to be an important part for us down the road. So, you know, when you get a chance to give him some reps, we've given him some reps.